Okay, round two. Name something that's not boring.
A laundry? Ooh, a book club. Computer solitaire, huh?
Ah, oh, sorry. We were looking for Chumba Casino. That's right. Chumbacasino.com has over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Blog Talk Radio.
Absolutely fabulous. How was your week?
Tiresome. I just got back to New Orleans on Tuesday, so it was kind of tired. Still kind of lagging, but it's good. Everything good.
Okay. Well, good. You should be tired. You had a very successful kickoff with the tour, you and Anthony Collins, so I would like to give you guys a shout-out and to say congratulations on such a fabulous jump start to a very, very, very innovative move.
Good stuff. Yeah, actually, Chicago was good, man. And again, for the folks who missed last Friday and didn't get a chance to chat, man, Dr. Fab was so gracious and she was a gracious host along with, you know, allowing me to host an innovative Blackman show from our home there a couple of Fridays ago. So it was good stuff right there along with the Chicago came up and they stand out, you know, they stood up and just was supporting all the way around. It was pretty good. It was a great moment. And then I walked in. We had a little communication problem with the start time, and those folks waited for us for about 3 hours. So very humbling experience, it was natural to Anthony, the chemistry and everything. Be honest with you, I wasn't even concerned about how the chemistry between he and I were going to do this. I mean, you know, with me doing a conversation about myself, but it just seemed like we just went at it. It was just good. It was some good stuff there, real good stuff. Hats off to Mr. Collins there for the great, great job.
Yeah, that's fabulous. Yeah, that was wonderful.
Yeah, real good stuff. So, real good stuff. What's on the menu tonight?
Well, what's on the menu is we're, I feel the importance of people understanding two very blurred characteristics sometimes, which is integrity and consistency. And I think people lack the ability to achieve mastering the two qualities, the character qualities within.
Right. Yeah, that's actually pretty good, those two words. We talked about that over the weekend in Chicago. You know, persistence and consistency. But here with integrity and consistency, you know, a lot of that takes place when we try to please, make everyone happy, or when we don't know ourselves, we tend to lack on that integrity deal and not even know it. You know what I'm saying? Just trying to please and be in the in crowd and be the look at me person or whatever. But that's where that comes into, that's where the problem comes in. And, you know, like I said over the weekend, if you're consistent in anything, you can be a bum. And if you wake up every morning consistently saying that, hey, I'm not doing shit today, I'm going to be a bum, you know, you're going to get, you know, that's your results. So when you find someone who, you know, they could be consistent, but like you just said, you know, they have a problem with lining the two up as far as with the integrity. They think they're doing the right thing by trying to please everybody or trying to go with the norm. You know, it shatters their integrity. Does that make sense to you?
Yeah, that makes sense. But, you know, a lot of people do not understand the guided personal solutions for the soul, which is the GPS solutions of why integrity is so vital to our fulfillment in life. And a lot of people are walking around lost, and they're wondering why things are not going as it should. And it's because you really have to, you know, like you said, turn the mirror around and focus on yourself in order to seek to develop integrity and consistency.
Exactly. That's the only way that can happen, tapping into the inner self and turning that mirror inward. Because if you don't, like, you know, we could say all day long, you know, a person could say, you know, all day, you know, my integrity is intact, it's intact, it's intact. But if you're constantly attacking someone's character, where's the growth in that? Your integrity is not intact. You're actually assassinating your integrity. You know what I mean? You see a lot of people out here doing this daily. Daily. They do it daily. But when people do stuff like that, they really don't know themselves. And just like you said, I mean, that has to come from a place. It has to be channeled. And you know, a lot of us run in circles daily, a whole bunch of us, just running in place.
Yeah, and it's ignorance. It's, you know, and we keep ourselves ignorant of the profound riches the achievement of integrity would bring to our lives. You know, not only integrity, but consistency. And
right.
I think we need to really, really look closely and define, you know, what is integrity?
Right. Well, I'll start with myself. For me, let's just say, you know, my straight talk with Chaser coaching, I tend to step on a lot of toes, and a lot of people tend not to accept that. So for them, my integrity comes into question, so they say. If I'm consistent with that, and it's coming from a great place, enough of the question. Maybe the problem is with you and not me. Because I'm consistent. So, for me, the integrity is...
You're consistent. You are So are you talking about consistency, you being consistency, or you having integrity? Which one are you talking about now? Because I was talking about integrity. What's the definition of integrity?
Can you hear me?
Yes.
All right, go ahead. What you said?
I was asking you, what is your definition of integrity?
Pretty much standing on your word. If you say something, stand behind it and mean it. Doesn't matter. It could be 1,000 people against me. If I stand on something and I say that, that's exactly what I mean. If I tell you something, Dr. Fab, in front of 1,000 people, I'll say it to your face. You know what I mean? I stand on my word. So if I don't care for a person or if I care for them, I can say that in front of 1,000 people or in front of one person in a room.
Okay.
That's part of integrity to me. Stand
okay.
on your word, because I could speak it twice. Let's just say that. I could speak it twice. Whatever I say, I'll speak it twice. I don't have to hide it. So you could approach me and say, well, Trey, you know, well, such and such said this, and I was like, well, yeah, call them over so I can tell it to you in your face. Yeah, I said it. You understand what I'm saying? That doesn't mean that, you know, you question, well, dang, Trent's integrity is, you know, he's not being honest, or he's not, nah, it's not that. I'm telling you to your face, yeah, call them over so I can let them know and let all of them know. Yep, that's exactly what I said. You know what I mean?
Yeah. For those who are listening tonight, integrity, it can be defined. I realize that integrity can be defined in 3 points, and one of them is adhering to moral and ethical principles and moral character, like having honesty. The second one is the state of being whole, undiminished, to preserve the integrity of the empire. And the third one is a sound, unimpaired, or perfect condition, the integrity, meaning that it's solid. And I just think when we are in, whether it's in our personal or professional life, it's parallel when you apply these two characteristics, integrity and consistency. To me, they just go hand in hand, because you cannot
right.
be one or the other.
Exactly.
You know? And I think that people really, really, we are human, and I am one. I'm not perfect, but I sin, you know, I fall short. I'm imperfect. But one thing that I do and I can stand on is my integrity, in that I exercise consistency. And it wasn't until, you know, I was 17 years old when I realized the importance of consistency. And I met this guy who I dated for many years, and he taught me how to be consistent. He showed me being consistent, I would say. And I had never seen that. I didn't know what it was. And oftentimes, a lot of people think that they're being 100, and people say, I'm real and this and that. No, real.
Yeah, I like that
being
word.
Being real and having integrity and being consistent, that's not the same.
Yeah, I don't like that word. I don't like the word real when folks use that word. For me, it's just like, if you have to say it, that means you're questioning yourself. If I'm constantly saying I'm real, I'm 100, I'm real, you know, I'm really questioning myself if I'm saying that. You know what I'm saying? So I don't believe in that. Is it just like you said? It's one way. You know, are your morals intact? Will you tell that person the truth in front of their face? Will you, you know, will you be honest with them? And most times, in most cases, a lot of folks do not like honest talk. You and I have a great friendship. Why? Because it's honest talk. You could tell me things, and I'll be like, man, wait a minute. Yeah, I get upset with you for a hot second, but you tell me about myself, and it's like, all right, makes sense. I may not tell you, but you know what I mean?
But no, I don't know what you mean. No,
you
I don't
know. Whatever.
No, because I think think that, you know, every day you have to you have to work on it. I mean, it's not I didn't wake up being this way. I knew, you know, my upbringing, you know, my parents, they raised me, you know, to be a good person and you know, and treat people how, you know, they say treat people how you want to be treated and this, that, and the other. But as you develop, I mean, it's, you know, you can, your character within, it develops, you know, you from day to day. And,
yeah.
But I think, and that, integrity and consistency is innate, and you know it's not something that you, if you don't have it, I could tell a lot of people when they don't have it.
Exactly.
And oftentimes people are put in different positions to where they compromise their integrity. But when you see that you're put into a situation that will compromise your integrity, you probably need to just move away from it, because people will question you, you know, overall.
Right. Well, for me, as far as questioning what people question it, you know, for me, you know how I feel about that. I care less what a person questions. But we got a call in queue here. Let's go to a caller real quick. You're up for a call?
I'm on the show.
Hey, what's up, Dr. Fab and Trent? How you guys doing?
What's going on,
Adam?
How's it going, brother?
Adam?
Not much. You guys doing good?
Pretty good, man.
We're doing fabulous. How are you?
Not too bad.
Happy belated birthday.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
What you want to talk to us about today?
Well, I have a, I don't know, questions and comments. I feel that your integrity, I think people will say, like you were saying, that you don't like the words, but I think with integrity, it is about being real or being 100 or standing behind your word. Because if questioning my integrity, you're questioning what I am and what I'm saying and what I'm doing. So if I'm going to keep it real or keep it 100, it may just be, you know, a different way of saying it. But I think those are all the same thing.
Yeah,
you know,
they're the same thing, and I agree with you. But everybody uses real and 100 these days. That's why I don't like to
loosely.
Use the word.
They use it loosely.
They use it real loosely.
Absolutely, but they also use the term, you know, well, I'm gonna be honest with you. Well, okay, if you have to say that you're gonna be honest with me, then I'm gonna assume that everything else you're gonna say is a lie.
Right.
Because if you have to tell me that I'm gonna be honest with you, then if you don't say that, does that mean you're lying to me, or does that just mean you're just trying to drive that point home that, you know, this is a more important point than what I was saying before? If you have to say, or if you say something like, I'm gonna be completely honest with you.
And that's where, like what Dr. Fab was saying, I'll piggyback off what she said about morals. That's where it goes back to that moral compass. If you're constantly inconsistent in what you're delivering and what you're saying to folks, they won't be in question. And even if you say, well, let me be honest with you, they're going to know that you're going to give it to them straight talk. Like, here it is.
Yeah, absolutely.
You know?
But then I also feel that you can have integrity and you can be consistent, and it just not be, you know, it's not a positive consistent, or not that it's not a positive consistent. You can be, I can say, you know, I'm lazy. I'm consistently going to be lazy, and you may question my integrity. But if I'm telling you up front, I'm lazy, I'm not doing anything, I'm going to sit on my butt all the time, you know, I'm owning up to who I am. Yeah, I'm being honest about it, and I'm being consistent, you know, about it.
Right.
Well,
And to piggyback off that, the difference is with the moral compass again, with someone saying that, or someone knowing that they're lazy, but they're displaying something to other people, to the world, that they're not. Like, you know, you're a slacker, cut that shit out. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
like, you know you're a slacker, stop it.
You know, don't tell me you have integrity and you're always working if everything that I've seen you do shows that you're lazy. You know, because you're not gonna lie to me. You can try and lie to me a couple of times, but eventually your true colors are gonna show.
Exactly.
Yeah. But, you know, Adam, you made a great point. But you know what? The strange thing about it is some people, they really, really do not know their characteristics.
Yes.
They really don't, because you, I mean, I deal with the public, and I mean, you have to really, I mean, I've really come to the conclusion that people, they just don't know. They just don't have a clue. And I think that it is not until I get in conversation with people, until I tell them.
I'm going to agree to disagree on that when you say people don't know. Let me tell you something. When somebody is not being honest with you, when somebody's moral compass is completely off, they know it. It's like I always say. You can say
some
that
people,
shit to the You can, people can say that to the world all day long, but the truth will come out when those lights power off at night. Again, like I said when Anthony and I was on the show early in the week, when the truth comes on after you power those lights off, it's coming on. There's no way to hide behind it. So, like I said, people know when they, you know what I'm saying? That's just like when with me, when I was a mess, I was a serious mess. You know what I mean? I was a serious mess. I knew exactly what I was doing. I knew what I was doing. All the women I ran, all that stuff, everything I did behind my first wife's back, I knew what I was doing. I wasn't ignorant to the fact, and a lot of these people walk around playing dumb. But they know. That's why we got so much hate. That's why a lot of people have so much hatred in their hearts.
But they know, but they're able to continue to lie to themselves. That's what the problem is. But they continue to lie to themselves to the point where they lie to themselves so much they've blurred the line.
They think it's natural, right?
Yeah. Oh, absolutely. They've blurred the line between you know a lie and the truth.
Also, right.
I think that integrity, you know, integrity can be learned. I mean, it you know, because, you know, like my son, for example, he has integrity, but there are times that he lies about stuff just because he doesn't want to face the consequences up front. Did you do your homework? Yeah, I did my homework. Okay, well, now when I look at your report, why do you have 3 zeros for not turning in your homework?
Right.
And it's just one of those things.
And that's where you, as a father, you're going to instill that integrity into him. But when you get a grown-ass man or a grown-ass woman doing some stuff like that, doing it for no apparent reason, you know what I'm saying? There's no hope. You got to do an overhaul on those folks. But, I got a message the other day when someone said, you know, hey, man, you don't think that's kind of soft that you kind of, you know, cry sometimes and get full at any moment? It's like, nah, that's who I am. If I'm feeling passionate about something, hey, a tear might drop. That doesn't make me less than a man.
No, because you know I'm feeling passionate.
Exactly.
But Adam, as it relates to your son, if I may say something, if he does not, you know, after children get up a certain age, it's not a reflection on the parents if they do not grasp what you have taught them. You understand what I'm saying?
Yeah, I understand what you're saying, but I would have to disagree, because no matter what your child does, and part of it is just society, but no matter what your child does is always going to be a reflection on the parent. Now again, once they get to a certain age, then it's kind of like, hey, he's on his own. You know, he's a man, he's a woman. So that, you know, that's what he learned. But
yeah, I'm talking about as an adult. I'm not talking about as a child. I'm talking about as an adult.
But don't
that's what we agreed upon a few minutes ago.
But don't you think people may look at it and say, okay, well, what was he taught? What was instilled in him early on where he thinks that this behavior is okay?
Definitely, right. They will. But you can't. I mean.
Yeah, we'll dig a little deeper. We got another call in queue. Adam, are you going to continue listening in?
Oh, of course, of course, of course.
So
I appreciate you guys.
We're going to take a quick break, as always, Adam. Really appreciate you. And, hey, that
yes,
flower has been ordered, and it's on your way. It's on the way.
I appreciate that. Appreciate you guys too, man. Thanks a lot.
Not a problem, brother. Hey, we'll take a real quick break, and we'll come back with Anthony.
All right.
Taylor Kennedy Media, in conjunction with Hot and Spicy Productions, presents the innovative Black Men's second annual excursion to Montego Bay, Jamaica. Join us on October 10th through 16th, 2014, as the gentlemen take over Jamaica. Relax, listening to the sweet sounds of reggae. Indulge in delectable Jamaican cuisine. Explore horseback riding on white sandy beaches, and climb a waterfall at Dunn's River Falls. Day tours to Rick's Cage, Negril, and Dunn's River Falls, Ocho Rios. And to top things off, get your party on at the exclusive, innovative Black Men All-White Party. For more information, contact Yvonne Irvin at 773-653-9802. Or email yirvin@ymail.com or Kelly Taylor at 504-684-5401. See you there.
Oh, yeah. That's the Innovative Black Men Trip done up here October 10th through the 15th. Actually, along with the Conversation Book Tour kicking off in Chicago, we actually kicked off the party to Jamaica. So everything was Jamaican-style food, from jerk chicken to had the curry food, all the good stuff over there, over in Chicago, brought to you by Hot and Spicy Productions along with Taylor Kennedy Media. And actually the numbers are growing for the folks that are going to Jamaica with us, and it's very appreciative, really appreciate all that that love and support that you guys across the country is bringing. We'll see you guys in Jamaica. But we'll before we get to Anthony, I want to talk about, you brought up about, you know, a man instilling in a child. You know, the integrity or whatnot. For me, I saw what my dad did at an early age as far as with women, and I knew how women, you know, drew to him and how they, you know, they were just in, you know, just in awe with him and all of that good stuff. As a child, I knew I had that type of power to do the same thing that he did. And early on, I used that to my advantage. From 17 until I was in my, like, 27, 28, almost 30 years old. I used that to my advantage because that's what I saw him do. I did the same thing. I broke the cycle and got some integrity about myself when I stopped sleeping around with all these women. So I agree with Adam. You have to catch it at a certain age. You know what I mean? You have to catch it at a certain age. But for a lot of us, some of our fathers and mothers, we don't catch those kids at those early stages. Those kids, you know, move on to be fucked up people. You know, excuse my French, but that's just how it came out. Hello?
Yes.
Yes.
We're listening.
What's going on?
What's going on, brother? I'm waiting on you.
What's going
listening.
On with you? What's going on with you? I was on the soapbox for a second, but, you know.
Oh, no, it's all good. It's all good. How you doing, Dr. Sam?
Hi, cuz. How are you?
Hey, I'm doing great, cousin. I'm doing great. This is a fantastic topic because it's touching on a lot of, I think, transparent things. And a couple of things that I just really wanted to talk about is, like, the conversation is great, but I don't want us to get so tied up in the meanings and the words, because I can just use this as an example. Like, me and Brother Trent, and even you, Dr. Fab, we've been knowing each other quite a while, and we've never mentioned any of these words. But our actions
exactly.
have shown that we have integrity. Our actions have shown that we are consistent in the way that we work together. So a lot of times people get too involved in the meaning, too involved in the information. And to me, once you just see the way a person moves, or you be around that person, or you talk to them enough, all their, I guess you could say, red flags or imperfections or whatever will surface. In reference to raising kids, my belief, and this is just my opinion, that whatever our kids decide to do, even at a younger age, is not a reflection of us as a parent.
I give you an example.
I agree with you.
My son went through a phase between the ages about maybe, I'll say between the ages of about 8 and 13, where he kept getting suspended from school almost to the point where he got kicked out of school. Now, I've never been suspended, period. I never was suspended as a child. I always, you know, instilled certain things in him. His mama did as well, but he made conscious choices to do certain things. That was not a reflection of me. Period.
I agree.
Exactly.
That's not a reflection of me. And the same thing, even if I go down the chain with my grandfather and the way he raised my dad and the things that he did, my dad went through a phase in his life where he was on drugs all the time. I don't believe that was a reflection of my grandfather in a sense, because my grandfather raised him the way he was, and that had absolutely nothing to do with it. And then when I talked to my dad, that came from the fact of him being involved in the Vietnam War. So I think society puts a stamp on us and try to tell us that when our kids make a mistake, it's a reflection of you or your parents. Yes, we are connected with our kids, but they still make conscious choices. I would say anywhere between the ages of 5 all the way up until they get old. So I don't want us to have that stamp on us.
Right, and I could agree with that. The decision that I made when I saw my dad do those things, I made
That's
a conscious
shit
decision
you wanted
to be. I made a well, listen. Hold on a second. I made a conscious decision to do exactly what he did. So
right.
I'm not. I've never blamed my father for any of that stuff. But it was placed in my vicinity. It was placed in my area. I saw it. So for me,
because you saw it, that don't mean you had to do it, but you did
exactly. But like I just said, I made a conscious decision to do it.
Right.
I made a conscious decision to do it, and I made a conscious decision when I was running around the country and doing that stuff. Taylor didn't see any of that stuff. Taylor, to this day, don't know who's who besides my second wife. You understand what I'm saying? That's the difference that I did. But my father placed that in front of me. I saw this. I wanted to do it. I made a conscious decision to do it.
Yeah. And
so
Anthony,
agree. I agree on that part. But
Anthony.
Go ahead.
We got you, Trent. I understand.
Go ahead. Mm-hmm.
Anthony, I really appreciate you. You know, you're right. You can observe. If you pay attention to people, you will definitely see who they really are. I mean, but when I was speaking, initially I was speaking from a place from people, from observing people. See, because I observe people. I pay attention to people very closely, especially when you come into my air. That's my environment. And I just noticed that from dealing with people, this is me, that a lot of people lack understanding, integrity, and consistency. And I will use an example to go far to say, just like people think friendship does not come just, oh, I met somebody last in January and we friends.
Uh-huh.
Friendship, just seeing somebody, you know, you have people that say, yeah, I know them, we friends, and they just met them like one time.
You don't know me like that.
You know, but people use that word friendship loosely. And I'm just saying, you have to be around people to watch their behavior in order to learn their characteristics within. And what I'm speaking of, because it was really important to me, because I still say, for me, I'm telling you, in my lifetime, I have met one consistent man, and he's changed my whole life.
Mm-hmm.
Because in friendship or relationship, people do not understand what consistency is.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. That goes back to, like I said, And like I always say, people can be consistent about anything.
No.
If you don't know yourself, you can be consistently a fucker.
No. No. You can meet somebody. You can meet. Mm-hmm. You can meet somebody, and that person can bring to you consistency like you ain't never seen before.
Mm-hmm. I'm gonna add real quick. I totally agree with that. With your opinion on that, Dr. Fab, because I haven't mentioned a young lady in my book. I think in the introduction part, her name was Karen Smith, and she brought a sense of being persistent and consistency in my life that pretty much changed my life. You know, the timing was wrong when we started dating or whatever, because we both were the rebound person. She had just got, I think, a 7-year relationship. I had got out of a crazy situation. So, but the qualities, though, as we talking about integrity and stuff like that, the qualities that she possessed and the qualities that I had helped us, you know, transition through that. And even to this day, we're great friends, you know. So, yeah, absolutely.
But you know where that comes from? That comes from a great place. The relationship came from a great place, even though you guys came from bad situations.
Hold on, Dr. Fab, hold on a second.
I have consistently in my life, I have two ladies that are consistent in my life. Two that are consistent. The reason why I don't have a lot of people around me is because I keep a guard up. And my intuition on people, when I see folks, I see them for who they are, and we're just going to play this out. I may not say anything, but I just sit and I just watch. But there are two people that are consistent in my life as far as what you're talking about, Dr. Fab, what you're talking about, Anthony, is two folks. I don't run with a lot of people. Matter of fact,
you're not going to have that many because people are inconsistent. And what I believe in, you give me what I give you. In friendship, I implement consistency in my professional and personal life because it intersects a great deal. And if you treat people how you want to be treated and you do things fair and you are open in your communication, your dialogue, and clear, there is no line. There's nothing that can get misconstrued unless the person that you're dealing with can't take you being, you know, forthright. Because I can take it. Anthony, Trent, is Adam on the phone? I'm sorry.
Go ahead.
You know, a lot of people can't take forthcoming people.
No, they can't.
You know, and through friendship, when you get to know one another, you know, because everybody is not going to be like you. And, you know, that's where the miscommunication come in, at the gray area where people always use, I call it a red flag, because I don't think everybody is going to be like me, but you, in order to deal with me, you're going to learn how to be consistent, and you're going to have integrity about how you treat me.
Yeah, now I'm going to tell you something. Now, let's go back to that. I'm glad you brought that up. For me, the reason why do I have a lot of folks around, because the people that are around me, telephone. Sometimes, you know, I disappear for 3-4 days. I just don't want to talk. But folks, there we go, that word again. But folks tend to get inside their feelings when I don't answer phone calls and I don't do all that stuff. But the people that are around me, they know that's who I am. That's how I am. It doesn't mean that the friendship is going anywhere. It's not, you know, I'm not leaving a friendship. At this point, I'm just not bothered. I don't want to be bothered. But, you know, then the red flags start popping up. Then the things that they really wanted to say start popping up. Then all of this other different stuff starts popping up when you place that friendship under the microscope, when you do things like that. And I don't do those things on purpose, but I honestly say it all the time. I'm a funny acting guy. Sometimes I want to be bothered, sometimes I don't. I'm consistent about that.
Well, you're gonna be consistently by your damn self, because I've been doing totally fine. I don't like inconsistency in people,
Dr. Webb, if I tell you, Hey, listen.
You ain't telling me. You're not telling me.
If I'm telling you, if you know me, if we're friends, and you know that, oh, that's just Trent. You just
we
said
friends.
That the other day. Come on, what are you talking about?
Wait a minute. You know we friends. So just put that down. We friends. We don't even talk about that. But
all right, then.
And friendship, whatever. And friendship, Anthony, you know, everybody goes through I call it where you have to, like, a rebirth. You rebirth through your friendships, you know, because we grow. Our moods change, just everything changes. It's based on the sun and, you know, and the atmosphere and all this. Our moods change according
to that,
what?
I'm glad you mentioned that because one thing I'll speak about, and I think Trent might have heard me when we had our event Saturday, is that I feel like I call it going back to the basics. If you can't have a bunch of successful friendships, or if you can't have a bunch of successful, like, coworkers, associations, how in the hell do you think you're going to be great with one person? You're not.
Thanks.
So you need to go back to the basics and start establishing those relationships with your kids, with your mom, your dad, your siblings, your coworkers, your friends, because that gives you practice to be solid whenever you do choose that one person to enter your life. You know, that's just my belief.
Absolutely, Anthony. And as far as Trent, as you're concerned, let me tell you about you. You're going to have to get an – let me turn your damn mirror towards you.
Hey, listen,
okay.
I don't need a whole bunch of friends around me. A handful of folks are fine with me.
Listeners, let me tell you something. Trent, how you say you are and with people, your mood swings, in order to get the energy and everything you – would want from somebody to give you, you're going to have to step outside of that what you've been so custom and close to.
Let me say this. Since we're having a great straight talk conversation, I'm getting I want. Hold on a second. I'm getting everything I want out of my friendships, out of the handful of friendships that I have. One handful. I'm good with that. I don't need 1,000 people around me. I had that
I got
those superficial people around me since the age of 17. I know what those people look like. I am not interested in that. You know what's
I'm not talking
me?
About
let
that,
me,
Trent. I'm not talking about that. No, I'm not going to hold on. You hold on. What I'm trying to tell you is new friendships, you have to, everybody has to rebirth themselves. That's what I'm talking about. I'm not talking about opening yourself up to the whole world.
Guess what? I rebirthed myself in your friendship with you. That's authentic.
You're going to have to get more naked than what you are. You're going to have to get butt naked.
If I don't feel like answering the phone, I'm not going to answer the phone. Let's get to the next caller, man.
Get naked. I need for you to get butt naked.
Let's get to the next caller, man.
It's all clear, man. Y'all are cracking me up. This is
illegal. Yeah, so but my whole point is I'm really good with those people that are around me. I'm talking here, Dr. Fab. Hold on a second. That doesn't mean that I'm not comfortable with, you know, being around folks. I'm cool with all that stuff. But I am comfortable with a handful of people that are around me. I don't need 1,000 people around me pat me on my back saying, hey, great job, Trent. I already know that.
We're not talking about that because I'm a very private person myself, and I think you and I both communicated that. But you state all the time that your mood, that you don't want
Trent.
You the one brought it up. You the one was talking about you stuck in your ways. You got your mood and this and that. You're gonna have to be better with that.
Let's bring some calmness to this. Let's get this bass out of your voice. And come at me late. Cut all that out. All right, we good. So let's calm down.
I'm just stating my opinion. I'm passionate about this. I'm just saying
that. I know you are.
Passionate person. Just let me talk. Just let me say what I gotta say. I'm just saying people, friendships, everybody has to get from within themselves. You got to step outside yourself, and you're going to have to do things that you probably have not done
take
in some
take
friendship.
Take time for me to open doors. Take time for me to open the doors. I just don't let them in like that. Last person I let in was crazy. So we keep
well,
that on lock.
We keep those doors on lock.
I'll peek my people and see what's going
that's
on.
That's your choice. You chose that person.
No,
that's your choice.
No. You got some nutty people out here today. So,
but yeah, but no, great topic. It was a great topic.
And we still got time. No stop. It's like 15 minutes though. We good.
I love it.
Anthony, but don't you understand what I'm saying? I'm just saying, you know, like for example, I could honestly tell you, you know, me and the boss lady, I would stand on the railroad track for that girl and Big Daddy Air. They are solid people, and what I'm saying is we have, with us doing the Spices of Life and before the Spices of Life, we have all stripped butt naked and unzipped our first layer of skin to open up.
That comes with time. If I get butt naked, you know how many people I've been getting butt naked with? All these people I come in contact with? Are you serious?
Butt
naked comes with time. You cannot just strip down these layers. These people in this today's society are crazy. A lot of these people are not dealing with full decks.
Who are you talking about?
How long you been knowing Big Daddy Ayers? How long you been knowing that guy?
If you would not have interrupted me, I would have told you, sweetie.
Well, tell me now. I'm listening.
Good gracious, Trent. I mean, but still, it doesn't matter how long you have known a person because people are still stuck. Don't cut me off. People are still cut and comfortable in their ways that they think, their ways of think that they're doing something right. But when you open up to a person, you will learn. Anthony, you have taught us, me and the boss lady, so much. I mean, it's just been gratifying. So if I hadn't peeled my layers, I wouldn't be open to learning.
Mm-hmm.
You understand what I'm saying?
No,
I totally get what you're saying. And it goes back.
Before you, go ahead and do your response, but I just want to let you know we do have a caller, so just so you guys.
Take the caller.
This is a conversation with Trent. So, hey. Not to say, sit down over there and have a glass of wine. Chill out. Doing too much. So, but no, I totally get what you're saying. I totally get all of that stuff. But for me personally, all that stuff comes with time. I'm not about to open up and do all this stuff to somebody I've been knowing for a week. It's not gonna happen. That's crazy.
Okay.
Now, I'm still talking. If the chemistry is right. Then yeah, okay, cool. Then it's flowing. But like I always said, and like I always say, genuine relationships are not forced. They magically happen. They just happen.
Mm-hmm.
I shouldn't have to force a friendship. I shouldn't have to force to tell you nothing. You shouldn't have to force to pull anything out of me. It happens.
Right.
It graciously
right.
happens. So I'm not gonna pull no layers back. It's just gonna happen. If I don't feel a certain way about a person, I'm not
going to
be opening up like that. I'm not doing that.
Okay.
And that's not part negative. So let's get to the caller.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'm going to say something, but I'm going to get to the call. I want to get a caller's opportunity to get in here. So we're going to go straight to this coming out of Chicago, 773-299. How you doing tonight? Conversation with Trent.
I'm good. How are you guys? This is Carolyn.
Hi,
hey,
Carolyn.
Hello, Carolyn.
Hi, Dr. Fab. How you guys doing?
Hi,
Carolyn.
What are you doing? So we're doing fabulous, honey.
I am good. I've been listening at the conversation. It's hot. It's hot tonight. we got all kind of spices going on this station tonight.
Absolutely.
Well,
I really want to
Yeah, I want to speak on that as far as consistency and integrity, which basically integrity, we've kind of it's instilled in us as we're growing with our parents, with the people that we meet and all that. Mm-hmm. Integrity is being honest. But first, you got to be honest with yourself first. Now this is my thing. If I'm honest with myself, then I can present it to others.
That's right.
But first, I got to start with me.
Say that one more time. If you're honest with yourself, you should do what now?
Yes, if I can be honest with myself, then I can present it to others.
Carol says she can get butt naked with others if she's honest with herself.
That's right. That's right.
Mm-hmm.
But you know what? I don't know any other way to be but honest.
Exactly.
Me neither.
As you get, but you know what, Gaff? It's levels to that. It's not just going to happen.
That's what I'm talking about.
You feel me? It's levels to that. It's levels to getting to integrity. It's levels to consistency. Because first of all, there's no loyalty in the world today. There's nothing. I mean, everybody's on something. Everybody's got something going on. You got to watch. You got to have eyes in the back of your head these days.
Tell me about it.
But the main thing is, to keep consistency, there is a level. And it's like four or five different levels that you have to go through when you're interacting
with social media.
With
Dr. Fab, you see, and I always get into these heated conversations, all this stuff. And, you know, it's all love right there. She know that. You know, she's one of those genuine people that I'm speaking about. So she knows, and she's just trying to pull my. I don't know why she's pulling my tooth here, but I deal with it.
Because I can.
So
that's fabulous, Dr. Fab. That's fabulous.
But that's great.
You know all of this sweet basil, honey. You just don't know what you're going to get.
Oh, my Lord. I'm feeling nothing but tart. What are those little tart candies? That's what I'm tasting right now. Little tart candies. Tart candies.
Oh, my God. Remember about that. I'm an allspice. I adapt to the situation. So if consistency comes upon the situation, I'm going to be consistent. If integrity becomes the situation, I'm going to have integrity. So it's all depending on how you present yourself to me.
There it is. Since we got you on the line, Carolyn.
How I'm going to be.
Carolyn, since we have you on the line here, a shameless plug. Tell the folks how you enjoyed the conversation with Anthony and myself.
Oh, my goodness. We got it in Chi-Town style, guys. We got it in. I totally enjoyed it. It was like a night to remember. I mean, I wish I could have videotaped the whole night. I was kind of scared a little bit when I first came in because, you know, you have to adapt to the situation, and I'm a visual person. So when I first walked in, it was like, okay, I'm feeling this. I'm kind of feeling this. But then as the night went on and they played my happy song, I say, forget this. I had on a black and white shoe by accident. I got up there like I had both matching shoes on, and I was getting it.
No one had no idea that you had to mismatch the shoes on. But, hey, we're glad you enjoyed yourself in Atlanta.
Yeah.
That's we're going to bring the same thing to you guys May 10th.
And I'm in the books. These books are hot, I'm telling you. You know what? It's like you guys are in my mind. That is so weird. It is so strong, especially Anthony's book. Oh, my goodness.
Wow, that's awesome.
It is great, guys. You guys are such an inspiration to me, and I appreciate you guys inviting me into your world. You guys have consistency and integrity.
Carolyn, I have a fabulous surprise for you.
Okay.
I need for you to inbox me your address, please.
Okay, I sure will. Yes, I will.
Okay.
And Dr. Fett, you guys stay with the boss mentality because you guys motivate us. I've been hearing a lot of people on my page at work talk about you guys. So, hey, the team makes the dream. So, you guys are part of mine. So, I appreciate it.
You're a fan of ours, too. So, definitely inbox me your address, and I got a fabulous surprise I'm going to send you, and we really appreciate you calling in to listen to Conversations with Trent tonight, okay? And have a good evening.
Oh, yes. I don't like to miss a beat. That's not. I'm consistent with that.
Thank you. Thank you so much.
All right, guys. Great show.
Okay.
Have a good evening.
There you go.
You too.
Thank you.
Like Carolyn was speaking on, it's, you know, a lot of levels to that stuff, man. In today's society, you have to have layers with folks. You know,
yeah.
I don't know if folks will take that as you're not being honest with them or anything like that, but you have to, you know, you never know. Yeah, it takes time because, I mean, I had a situation.
You know, we got another caller. I mean, go ahead, Sam. We got another caller, though.
Bring the caller on.
I'm still talking, man. What are you doing? This girl right here. Anthony, bring the call in before she starts crying about that.
Okay. I love it. Okay, we know her. We got Latanya on the phone coming out of Chicago, the outskirts of Chicago, I like to say. What's going on, Latanya?
What's going on?
Hello. Hello, everyone. Hi, Anthony. Hi, Dr. Fab. Hi, Trent. I just want to say happy Good Friday to you all and have a wonderful Resurrection Sunday. That's all I really wanted to say.
Oh, well, thank you. And same to you, sweetie. I appreciate it.
That's all I wanted to say to you all.
Appreciate that.
Continue to listen, honey.
Thank you.
Okay, sweetie. That was sweet.
That was sweet. Yeah, so, you know, it takes levels, man, to let people in, you know, and sometimes to, like, let's just say if someone didn't let me in, should I question their honesty? Should I question their integrity because they're not letting me in? Because I want to go further than they allow me? That's a great question. Should I question that if they're not letting me all the way in? If they're not being fully honest? You know, should I question that? So, like, wow. Carolyn made a great point. It takes levels. There's levels to that stuff. There's levels to friendship. But if the chemistry is moving right along, I think it's going to graciously flow. I don't think it has to be forced. I don't think anything has to be, you know, tampered with. If it's magically moving along, let it move along. You know? In any relationship, whether it be a friendship or a relationship, both people are not going to be at the same place at the same time. Do you guys agree with that?
Yeah. I mean, everybody has their great point. I just think, you know, it's all a presentation on how we say things. I mean, I understand what you're saying, brother, as far as that you're not going to open up to somebody so soon. And I understand where Dr. Fab is saying about the whole butt-naked concept. But I think for me, just like I want to say, I just believe in letting things happen natural because just like Dr. Fab mentioned, me and you wouldn't be on this phone right now, brother. We wouldn't have a tour I reverted to my old ways and said, you know what, I don't know this brother like that. I'm not about to do no tour with him or whatever.
But guess
what? Everything was so natural. That's why we on this phone. The same thing with Dr. Fab and the Boss Lady. You know, hey, I've been on, man, hundreds of radio interviews, hundreds of radio shows, but I actually went down to Atlanta to visit them. That was one of my purposes, to go see my mama, to go see Boss Lady, and to go see Dr. Fab. I've never done that.
Because it was natural. Everything flowed naturally.
Right.
And if folks go back, they
got real talk, I'm not trying to cut you off, Trent. He felt the universe shift when he met the Boss Lady and when he met us, Dr. Sam.
Okay, get out of here. But anyway, so I get you, though, Anthony. You know, I totally get you. I totally get that. And that's what pretty much that's what I was talking about. That's what I wrote a quote on that on my way from Atlanta early in the week about genuine relationships and friendships. It can't be forced. It has to be natural. It has to be a natural thing. That's just like with the conversation event over there. We didn't rehearse any of that stuff.
No, it just naturally
happened. And that's what I'm about, natural relationships. I'm not going to force nothing because I'm not going to fake it. If I'm not feeling something, I'm just going to say, hey, I'm not feeling that right now. Hold on a second. Now, they may not like it. You know what I'm saying? But, hey, they're going to have to deal with that. You deal with your insecurities with that, not me. If I'm telling you, hey, stop, hold up, slow down, and you still want to continue to move forward and go on this other road, well, that's your problem when I'm going the other way. You know? And that's just straight talk, and that's what I'm about. That's what my coaching is about, just straight talk and being honest about it. You know, being honest about it. If I don't like something, I just withdraw and say, hold on a second. This is not working for me. Hold on a minute. Slow up for a second. Some people can't handle that.
Absolutely, bro. I see you. Good stuff. This is, since you've been on Vibration Radio, I'm gonna just go out on a limb. This has been probably one of the best shows. The dialogue was great. You know, out of all the conversations y'all have done here, this is probably one of the best. And I think a lot of people, like you talked about, Trent, is that a lot of people may not want to press one. A lot of people may not want to really say anything. But every time you do a show like this, they're listening and they're letting this hit their spirit and they learn something. And that's the most important part. To have all this conversation, the back and forth with you and Dr. Fab, it's great to hear it and see it, but at the end of the day, I'm sure you guys have helped somebody tonight, and that's the most important thing.
And that's the best thing is for pushing people forward. And like I said at the event, you know, my coaching is a lot different from a lot of folks' coaching. I just give it straight. You know what I'm saying? I tell you what I've been through. I can't tell you about anybody else's experience. I can tell you about myself. This is what I went through. That road down there had a roadblock for me. I suggest you not go there, but if you choose to go there, put on a helmet.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? And that's what the conversation is about. It's about straight talk. Straight talk is encouragement. You know?
Mm-hmm.
I want somebody to be honest with me.
Jeez.
I don't want you to sugarcoat nothing for me. You know, that just don't work. Don't sugarcoat it for me. Give it to me straight. You know, straight talk, no chase of conversation. What's going on, Dr. Fab? Anything you want to plug before we get out of here?
I'm not a life coach, and I do not desire to be. I talk from Dr. Fab's experiences.
I'm certified,
I talk
baby.
From.
Hey, man, I'm about to press mute. Y'all go ahead and close out the show. I'll talk to you later, cuz.
Okay, bye.
I'm going to say, like I always tease, I'm certified, honey.
Well,
go ahead. What you say, baby? Go ahead.
You know, you. I'm just saying.
Exactly.
That it's very important that we work on and within ourselves, you know, to, you know, just become, you know, a better person and develop, you know, integrity and consistency. And if you see someone that demonstrates a character within that you feel insecure about something within yourself, then you need to, you know, just ask that person, because it's sometimes people can come into your life to teach you certain things, and you learn differently, especially when you have a sense of incompleteness or vulnerability or lack of confidence.
Uh-huh.
And when you have those things, you do lack integrity, and people do not realize that. So that's all Dr. Fab has to say. But I can tell you one thing, ladies and gentlemen, if you're listening, if you need any, you know, advice, or you have a question that you want to ask and you need a non-biased opinion, you definitely can reach out to me, and I will give you an honest opinion from my perspective.
There you go. That's good stuff, and I can honestly say that you do that. You give your honest opinion on something, even when it's not warranted.
So. You don't listen, though.
Cut all that out, though. So we'll be back here, same time, same station, 6 o'clock every Friday for a conversation with Trent Starr and the fabulous Dr. Fab with a smart ass mouth. So hey, I'll see you soon, Dr. Fab, and hopefully I can get some of those greens out of your mother. It was excellent.
Okay. See you soon.
Until next time, you guys be epic.
Yes, be epic and fabulous.
Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, sorry, we're here.
We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino, with cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.